This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. You might remember the popular song back in the early 80s called You've Got a Friend, written by Carole King, I think. It's a beautiful song of commitment and love. You just call out my name, the song says, and you know wherever I am. I'll come running to see you again, winter, spring, summer or fall. All you have to do is call, I'll be there. You've got a friend. That's a nice phrase. You've got a friend. I think we all need friends. Surely there have been times in your life you wished that you had a special friend, someone to help you when the chips are down. You would have wished at times that you did have someone to talk to when you were lonely, particularly when you felt that you needed someone to listen to your problem, or someone who would really care, or would really love you, even though you might have done the wrong thing or said the wrong thing. So to have a friend like that, I think there's another aspect of all this, and that is that God can be your friend. To think here that the one eternal God, the maker of heaven and earth, wants to be your friend is quite incredible. It's incredible that this God would want to be your friend. It means that God is your friend. No situation is ever hopeless in your life because he's there to help you at any time. And things will work out eventually because you've got him on your side. So for most of us, it's important to have friends. It's important to know beyond a shadow of doubt that God is your friend. Sometimes we think that famous people like movie stars have their lives together. It was interesting to note that Philip Yancey, who wrote the book Where is God When It Hurts, he spoke about his interviews with what he calls beautiful people, the famous football players, movie stars, TV personalities, and he says how we tend to idolize these people. We want to be like them. We want to know every detail of their lives, their clothes, their romance, even their toothpaste. And this is what he says. Yes, I must tell you, though, that in my limited experience, these are idols who are as miserable a group of people as I've ever met. Nearly all are hopelessly dependent on psychotherapy. In a heavy irony, these larger-than-life heroes seem tormented by incurable self-doubt. That's hard to imagine it, isn't it? You'd think they would have lots of friends. But we know today about broken marriages, we know addiction to drugs, alcohol. We know that their talent has a dark side. If the beautiful people find themselves tormented by this incurable self-doubt, we need to feel odd, or don't feel odd, really, because we need a friend as well. That's how Jesus' disciples felt. They felt lonely and isolated. They needed a friend because Jesus was actually talking to them one day about dying. And here it was, the disciples had made great sacrifices to follow him. They'd left everything to follow him. They'd left home and they'd been with him, and they were kind of assured that everything would be all right. And here he was, as the Messiah, the man who would save Israel, talking about dying. How would they feel? How could it be that he could ask them to follow him if he intended to leave them? Well, the disciples needed a friend. Here it is that Jesus made them a special promise. He said, I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another advocate to be with you. And in the original Greek, the word we translate as advocate is parakletos, that means someone called in to help. Parakletos could be a lawyer, for example, come in to help you, to defend you, or someone to testify on your behalf, to help you in your time of need. So Jesus knew that they needed a friend, and they promised his disciples a parakletos, and we know it as, or him rather, as the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised them a friend who would be with them forever. So that was way back, but do you know that this friend is available to you as well? He's there to guide us when we need guidance, to protect us from harm. This is the Holy Spirit, God dwelling in our hearts. It might seem sometimes fairly academic, but it's true. We know that the Holy Spirit, the Parakletos, our friend, is there to give us the strength that we need. And we thank God for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Well, Heavenly Father, it's difficult to understand your greatness sometimes, but we look at a map of the world and we know that we're just a tiny speck. But Lord, you are our friend. You love us. And we thank you for that wonderful assurance that the Holy Spirit is there as our friend. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.